Welcome to the tutorial. So today...
Is the microphone on?
Yes, yes. Today we'll go through a visualization tool. It's called Visit. So you can actually copy this presentation from the directory there. So I'll wait a few more seconds. So later we will go through the brief idea of Visit, and then we will have some tutorial for the basic and some a little bit advanced functions for Visit. So to begin with, let me simply show an example movie we can produce from Visit. So this movie shows the gravitational wave of a binary black hole system, and actually computed by Einstein toolkit. And for Visit, it's an open source, and it has some interactive function and pretty useful and popular. And it's a very powerful visualization tool. And that's some a specific supportive format. If you want to check what are those, you can click on the link and check the supportive format. And if you go to the homepage of Visit, you'll see a lot of materials there. And also, you can check the gallery, for example, to show the examples what Visit is capable of. It can show the 3D plots, it can show the slides, it can show the streamline. So a lot of nice features for free. So today we are going to go through some basic functions. And here's just one example how an environment looks like. So when you start a Visit, there will be a control panel as shown on the left. And on the right, you will show the result. And you can save the image or export the movie as well. So now let's start. So first of all, we want to install Visit. So Visit has Mac version or Windows version. So you can just download it now, or you can also use the Symmetry cluster. So if you want to use the Symmetry cluster, and just a side notice, if you choose the last option, you want to start Visit on Symmetry, it probably will be a bit slow.
No, it should be fine, right? And that's why we have Symmetry.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, do you want to say something?
Yeah. Playing it over apps can be very slow.
Yes. If you want to run Visit on Symmetry and look at it on your laptop, there are two ways of doing it. One is to use SSH minus X, so SSH minus Y, as described there. And the other is using B and C to log into Symmetry. And there are instructions for that on the Symmetry documentation. And if you do that, that is a faster way of communicating. And then you log into Symmetry via B and C, and then you have an external window there, and there you just start Visit, and you don't need to use SSH at all. And setting up B and C the first time you do it might be a bit cumbersome, but afterwards it's much faster, and it's the only way I recommend to use it. So. But you would use either run Visit locally on your laptop or you use VNC to connect.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, so after you have your decision, then we can start our tutorial. So let's start with some very basic functions. So play with the visualization ability Visit can provide. You can download this toy data from also on Symmetry. So you can copy that into your local folder. So again, I will wait a few minutes.
if you're copying it to your local computer or if you're installing Visit, do you need more time to do that? I mean, we're here to help, right? That's what the tutorial is about.
No answer. Are they actually from us or are they just doing something else?
So the data is just in your Visit tutorial data?
Yes.
In here?
Yes, yes. So you can copy that directly.
Okay.
So you can access the folder.
Yeah.
So actually, I think every file on GPFS you can access.
You can disable that.
Kind of, yeah.
This is all up.
Okay, so everyone already copy the data?
I think not.
Great.
It takes so much longer to copy data.
So let's wait a few more minutes, but in the meanwhile, if you already successfully run Visit and copy the data, you can start to explore the functions. So you can just follow the instructions step by step. They will show some very basic functions.
Just making sure if you follow. So it says start a Visit, remove that, copy everything, not just the Visit files. Wait, you're logged into Symmetry, then you don't need to copy it. If you're on Symmetry, you can just access the files. It's just if you're running. You have Visit installed.
Okay. Nice.
You already running it? Very good.
Yeah, local.
Pardon?
Local, in my laptop.
Ah, okay. Yes.
I just download the data to my laptop.
Yeah, you need to copy not just the standard Visit files, but actually the whole directory.
Yeah,
it's a few gigabytes.
Yeah, a few gigabytes.
It's a different thing. Oh, tutorial data. Yes, no, I don't know.
Yeah, here, tutorial data.
Ah, no, it's a different directory now.
Oh, there are two options.
Visit tutorial data. Yes, I apologize. Yes, no, that's exactly.
Okay.
So, which one should we use for this? Good.
So what's the other files? Star.visit.
The first one is a accretion disk. So it's as shown in the transparent gray background here. Another one is blast wave. So there are two different simulations. You just need to choose one of them.
Oh, choose one.
For practice, yeah.
Okay, sorry. But why don't you open the pressure instead? It looks like
something. Do I need to load the data first or just the...
Yes, yes, you need to load the data.
Oh.
So you once you start Visit and then you load the data.
But there are many data. Which one I should load?
All of them. It's a group. I think it's hard to choose just one of them.
You directly load an HDF file from Visit. You directly load an HDF file to
Visit. I'm not sure. Maybe not all the HDF5 files. Visit.
HDF5 is just the container format, like XML. It doesn't have any particular structure.
Yeah.
So Visit also needs to know, for example, what needs to know more information.
I see.
It can read many HDF5-based formats.
Right.
Not all HDF5.
Yeah. So for more detail, you can check here. So for example, in our example, we have a so-called VTK output or Visit output.
I see.
Yeah.
So can you do the Visit output in the ISO token?
Yes.
Oh.
So the second one is output from Einstein token.
Sure, we'll try that.
And also, for example, this movie is plotted by Visit and directly read the output from Einstein token.
So this is a gravity wave?
Yes, yes. So after the tutorial, you can produce demo as well. Okay, so for my case, I have a standalone visit. So I just start the visit and the environment looks like this. So once you start visit, you can click open and then you choose the right path to your data. And usually the data is automatically grouped together. So you just need to click that and choose OK. OK, so now let's go to some, walk through some very basic functions. So we can start from add. And go to sudo color. So a visit will automatically choose the parameters. It will distinguish the parameters. And you can choose your favorite one. And here, let's choose density, for example. After then, you can click draw. And this is a 3D data set. And you can rotate. And later on, we will show how to design the color bars or the axis or some legend or logo in more details. And then if you want to change another variable, you can click this variable. And then, for example, I want to change another variable. I just click. And then it will change the variables. And also, we remember we actually load a lot of data. So if you click play, then it will automatically show the movie at for different outputs. So the name of the output is shown here. Okay, so now let's do something more fancy. So we still focus on the pseudo color. However, we click this, the pseudo color part, and then we click operator. So operators provide several different additional functions. For example, let's choose slicing. And then go to three slice. And then again, draw. And it shows the slice. And if you want to further specify the parameters, you can, for example, click here. So you can see pseudo color is our what we first draw, and then we add some operators onto pseudo color. So it's here. And now I want to specify some specific parameters for this operator. I can double click this. And now you can choose the slice location. For example, I want to put one of the slides to another plane so I can change the coordinate and apply. So it's actually out of the plotting range here, so it disappears. So now we can also try another function. If you want to hide this, you simply click hide. So this plot just disappears. And then we can plot another one. So now let's plot another fancy one. It's a volume. And again, we choose density. And after you choose this, and then you again double click the volume plot, you will see that the three slide also applied onto this option. That's because the apply operators to all plots is on. So you probably want to uncheck this one and remove this one. And then when you draw, it just shows the volume plot. So again,
yes.
Again, you can double click the volume. And you can choose different color, a different opacity, and apply. And then if you play the movie, it just looks very professional. So far, so good? Okay, so let's proceed to more. Let's go to more details. So if you go to controls, so now we move on to the top panels. And let's go to annotation. So here we can control what we want to show on our image. So for example, I don't want to show the color bar. I just unclick the legend and apply. Then color bar disappears. So you can play with all this. And if you go to 3D, so let's for our case here. Now we have a 3D plot. So you can uncheck all the message you want to show. And now you have a very clean plot. And also you can remove the user information as well. Now let's go to the objects option. You can even add a time slider. So if you go to objects and add time slider, and you can have a name, for example, time, and press OK. Then it will automatically give you a time slide bar. So later on, when we generate a movie, the time duration will indicate it in this slide bar. So if you have large enough memory, you can now play the movie. Take a while, so that's why usually we want to output the movie.
Where's the color bar? Sorry, I didn't see that.
Oh, where to
add the color bar? You removed the color bar just a minute ago.
Oh yes, you go to controls. Annotation. Yes, annotation, and go to general and uncheck legend.
Oh, it's the legend.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, I need to press apply. That's the thing. Well, oh no. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, you can uncheck the database as well. Okay, so now probably we want to output the movies. So we can go to File, Save Movie. And then there are several options. You can play with different choice. And we can go start with the new simple movie. And then you have several different options. And here you can choose different formats of the movie you want to make, or you can simply output the images. So once you decide, you click this arrow to the right, and then continue. And then you need to set up some specific details for which frame or the frame cadence, things like that. And then once you decide, then you can click continue. And then you choose where you want to output those movie. And now we are at the choose method page. You can simply choose the first one and then done. So if everything works well, you're supposed to have your new movie.
1%, 3%. This is big data probably, right?
Yes, yes. And for demonstration here, I only use 3 data sets. But from the database, you can have 21, 22 data sets.
I have 64 times this. Okay.
So for my case, I choose to output some PNGs. So this is how the output looks like. So again, for my case, I only have 3 snapshots. So you can notice the time slide bar automatically works well. So any question so far? Then we'll go through some more fancy functions. So far we have already went through the basic functions. So now let's go through some more advanced functions. For some of them, I don't know well yet. Okay. Okay, so for our first example, so you already noticed it's only a quarter of the equation flow. So what if we have a X symmetry system and we want to just have a full equation flow? To do that, we can again add pseudo color or volume. So it's up to you. So for my choice, I'll choose pseudo color and draw. So it's just overlap with our previous plot. But this time I want to change the coordinate. So to do that, I can use operators and then choose transforms. And for this specific case, I know what I want is actually a refract of the coordinate. And then I draw. So you can do the same thing to have a full disk. And you can also plot the volume plot. Yeah, so for example, by using this trick, you can...
Okay, yes. Two reflections, but it's 2 half disks.
Right. So for example, for gravitational wave outputs, usually we take advantage of the symmetry property. But we can simply plot in this way. So we have a global plot. So there are another 2 more advanced functions I want to mention, but probably our data does not support those functions. So the first one is a string line plot. So how does a string line plot look like? So for example, we want to plot something like this. And long time ago, visit just has a string plot function. But now it goes to operator and then integral curves. So you can play with this, but I tried whether or not our data can support directly to this function, but it seems not. But this is a good reference to keep in mind. If you want to plot string plot, and it's located at operators, and then integral curves. That's the first thing I want to add. Another thing is, so back to when we load the data. So here, what we did is actually we choose data from our local host. So it's possible to use data remotely. For example, if we go to options and click host profile. And here you can add new host. So for example, if I add a symmetry with proper setup, which I have not yet figured out, but that thing has already shown me it's possible. And once we done that carefully and successfully, and when we open the files, you can choose symmetry or other options when you load your files. So for example, I just randomly choose some host, and then I can choose from here. And probably we need to figure out how to set a symmetry cluster available. But this is another important feature I want to point out. And I guess that's roughly what I want to share. It's a very short and I hope helpful introduction. And you are feel free to explore more, and I'll try to help you, or you are feel free to enjoy your afternoon. Thank you.
Can you show us the data file, the structure of the data file, and how it goes from visit to grab the data and transfer to the figures or the movies?
I don't have a good tool to open the data properly. So it's like,
for example, I use glue plot, GNU plot. That plot just read the text file.
Right.
Yeah, there are two columns. One
right.
is X, the other one is Y, and just map all the data into a figure.
Right. So for
here, how visit does.
Right. So that's why it's important for us to learn what format visit can support. What you mentioned is like ASCII data. So we can simply reload data from some editor or even Word or some notebook. Yeah, but for this specific data set, I'm not aware of any convenient tool we can read the data directly. Yeah. And also for some of the simulation tools, for example, for this specific data, I generate the data by a software. It's called Pluto. And yeah, And usually in those simulation tools, you can choose what output format you want. And usually you can generate both. Even the same also apply for Einstein Toolkit. You can also generate SQ format or visit format. But that is essentially the same information, just for different visualization tools. And Eric, so I think
I can't be playing with these integral graphs trying to do something. So in the blast map data, there's a velocity field that I can load as vectors, but I just get error messages.
Oh, you need to set the starting point properly.
I do, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. There should be proper data at the starting point. So Eric, I think Yuanchuan also have another question. In Einstein Toolkit, how do we set output, visit supported output?
So what we did a few years ago is we wrote a so-called data reader for visit. And that means there's a visit module that understands the Einstein Toolkit output.